Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 21st of May, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
Hi, I am not Andrew or Andrew.
That is correct. We are not doing Security Friday today for people playing along at home. I have John here to hang out with me, and we have an interesting topic to discuss. And John, I'm going to let you introduce it because it was your phrase, and I enjoy it very much.
Well, it all has to do with my recovery. I guess you people know who's listened to the last few episodes that I've been on about recovering from a shoulder injury. And it's changed my perspective a little bit. When you're a writer and you're spending 8 hours a day in front of a display, you have to know everything about everything. Mm-hmm. You know, they say an expert is somebody who knows more and more about less and less until they know everything about nothing. Well, a writer, you have to know everything about everything because you get asked questions. Uh-huh. So during my recovery, I noticed that I was more and more focused on things that were of immediate use.
Yeah.
And not so much on reading everything there was to read because I wasn't writing about everything there was to read.
Yeah.
And I call that technical gluttony.
Yeah.
You fall
there
into the habit and pattern of deciding that, you know, you need to know, you need to be the person who knows everything. So you read and read. You have your select websites, you have your feeds, you have your Twitter, people you follow, you have stuff that you do, you have your routine. And every day your brain is just obsessed with learning more and more. And that's what I call technical gluttony. And it's essential when you're a writer because you have to figure out what to filter, what to sort of feed as a curator for your readers.
Curation is key, and that's
right.
I mean, that's a thing, like, Charlotte and I talk about this on Media Plus occasionally. Curating, and we've talked about it here, what the playlists look like on Apple Music, what the news app will surface for you, whether you're using News Plus or whether you are just using the news app to sort of see what's up. The curation that goes into those, or like, you know, the friends list on Apple Music, those sorts of things, whether they're automated or whether they're done by people, the curation piece of that is the part that is crucial, and has been for a while, as you know, as we live in the information age or whatever they want to call it. That piece has been important.
There's always that worry about what you need to subscribe to.
Yep.
What are you missing? What do you need to pay for? What do you need to engage in? What do you need to buy so that you can be learned on something? Trying to keep up with Apple's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
But your perspective changes a little bit when you're recuperating and you fall out of that habit of being a technical glutton. Mm-hmm. And you realize that after 15 years of doing it, it's sort of like, you know, built into you. It's wired into you. And then all of a sudden you take that hat off.
Yeah.
And it's a different perspective where you're trying to figure out things that can help you. Like maybe Apple Watch gestures or voice control or Hey Siri or, you know, things that are more immediate concern and interest.
Yeah. And, you know, and part of that is also, I heard her go off. Part of that is also, being forced to limit that time because while you were recovering, you didn't have the capability to intake like you used to.
Evenings,
yeah.
Right. With an iPad on your lap in the evening, it's 10-hour day.
Yeah.
Absorbing and absorbing until your brain is full. I need an external drive for all the stuff I read.
Yeah. But you didn't really have that opportunity because you weren't able to tap through things and scroll things and do all of that effectively for a while. So you didn't have the window of opportunity to even soak some of that stuff up. So your habit kind of got broke for you, it sounded like.
And then since you're not writing about it and absorbing it and curating it, you start thinking about what the utility is of some of the silly stuff that's on the internet. Mm-hmm. There's so many companies springing up. I see them on TV. You know, there's a new company that does everything.
Yep.
Instant mortgages, tap here, improved within 20 minutes, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and and having it fall, like, so let me ask you this. How do you feel about it? Because you haven't been doing that and you're kind of, you know, out of the habit, so to speak. How does it feel to be out of the loop? And then how do you feel about getting back in?
Well, I think it's going to change my perspective just a little bit when I get back in and start writing again. I think I'm going to start focusing on the things that I was specializing in before that were particular interest to me, mm-hmm. and that I thought were particular interest to the consumer, to the reader. Things like parallels, running windows on an M1 Mac,
mm-hmm.
Security, payment systems, Unix, mm-hmm. things like that. The things that I have specialized in the past, I think, are going to still be something that I'm going to delve into. But I'm going to leave the more general, newsy stuff to Charlotte and Andrew.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So another thing that, like, another piece of this, I think, is what the experience was like. I know we talked a little bit last time about what your usability experience was like on macOS. And the time before that, when you were here, when you made your grand reintroduction, was what it was like on iOS. And it's been a little while since we did those, and I was wondering if you've seen any improvements over that time.
My
shoulder,
my right arm and shoulder gets stronger. I can manipulate my iPad Mini 5 better. And I can grab it, and I can open it up, and I can turn it, and I can touch it. I can be more selective in where I touch.
Okay.
But it's a process.
At first,
when I tried to move the iPad, everything went wrong. I couldn't hold it, couldn't manipulate it, wasn't strong enough. Everything I touched was an ad or something I didn't want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of going away now.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had considered using a mouse with your iPad now that that's supported on iPadOS, if that was a thing that maybe crossed your mind.
Well, that requires a lot of sitting up at a table, which I don't do as much of as anymore.
See, it doesn't, though. And the reason I thought of it is because my mom generally uses her laptop. Hi, Mom. I don't think she generally listens, but hello.
Hi, Mom.
she sits with it on her lap, her laptop on her lap. She doesn't use it for ages at a time. You know, it's you know, 15, 20 minutes. And I know it's weird. She sits it on her lap. And she uses her mouse on the arm of the recliner, and it just works. And that's why I wondered if that might be helpful.
Oh, I don't have enough abduction to do that yet.
Oh, okay. So that would explain
abduction. Abduction is when you spread your arms like a chicken. Buck, 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 buck.
Okay. All right. Welcome to Noises of the Barnyard with John Martellaro. Apparently, this is what we do on Fridays now. So I'm interested in those things. And I was partly interested in your perspective on it, which you gave us on how you're going to focus a little bit more on some different things, which I think is going to be interesting. And I look forward to reading stuff from you when you have those things to write. That's been because we've missed you, John.
And I've missed you.
We did get email. People wanted to know what happened. So we're very glad to have you back. I'm just going to say that for everybody playing along at home. Welcome back,
just
John.
For now, yeah, it's not been every day. Just Fridays.
Yeah. Hey, back at all.
For now.
Back at all is more than we had before. And it was a very large hole that you left in TMO. So we're glad to have you back. So I'm going to share the love for all the people I know are out there, especially the ones who emailed us. What happened? I miss John. He's a little fun. So and I hope for people who possibly missed it, on Monday of this week, we had Charlotte come on and join John. And we had the triumphant return of the Dream Team. It was very exciting. So I was glad to have you both there, and people can hear that if they want to by going back into the archives. And while I'm talking about the archives, just briefly, as a note, because I know a couple of people have written in about this, if you're using the Apple Podcasts app, the show notes aren't appearing in there anymore at the moment. Apple has said that this is a temporary issue. We're working with them on seeing what we can do to get it figured out so that those show up in the Apple Podcasts app. If you're using anything else, they're tending to show up normally. So otherwise, you can always go to macobserver.com and you can look at the podcast post and see all of the links there if there's something that you want to track down later. So just FYI on that. And if you have other feedback for us, you can always get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. So there you go. The other thing you wanted to talk about, John, and I'm sure this will surprise everyone who is a regular fan of yours, you wanted to talk to us about some TV.
Yeah, I watched two more new shows. Well, one's been in progress for a while, and one I just checked out. One okay. I just checked out with Netflix, Jupiter's Legacy with Josh Duhamel. Mm-hmm. I remember Josh most notably from Las Vegas and Battle Creek.
Okay.
Battle Creek. But he's been in a lot of other popular shows, and he's a great actor, and he's good looking, and he's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And he's in a show called Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix. And I watched the first episode. It's a superhero family with some misbehaving grandchildren and children.
Okay.
And it's better than I thought it would be. And I'm anxious to watch the second episode. I watched the first episode just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to be very good, but it's better than I expected.
Okay.
And so I give it a thumbs up for starters based on one episode. Other show that I do not like, that I hate, I only watch because my wife likes it, is Debris on NBC on Monday nights.
Oh, okay.
The alien spaceship breaks up over the Earth.
Uh-huh.
And the debris settles down and lands on Earth and different places and has different characteristics and have different effects on people. And mysterious things are going on. And it's just terrible. It's the worst sci-fi show I've ever watched.
Wow.
I think what happened was the writers spent too much time watching Lost and they had brain damage.
Okay, if they made it to season three, they didn't come out of that okay, I guarantee it. Okay.
Yeah. So what's happening in the show is that the writers are confusing incoherence with a mystery.
Okay. Stuff we're presenting in an interesting way that's going to pay off later versus we're just going to throw it out there and see what happens.
Throw it out there in an incoherent fashion and try to mimic the intrigue and the mystery.
The mystery of other stuff.
Lost.
Yeah.
Okay. They don't do a very good job of it. And the direction is sullen and staccatic and piecemeal and...
Okay.
It's just a badly directed, badly written TV series. I wouldn't waste my time with Debris.
Okay.
Of course, they're coming up on the season finale, so if you've borne with it this far, I guess we'll have to watch the season finale. My wife likes it.
Okay.
And that's the only reason I look at it, but it's been an interesting show to analyze.
Okay. Well, I have two to talk about. That I want to suggest. One of them is one that I know you're not interested in, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. A show that we've been watching at my house recently is For All Mankind, which I know is not your jam. But we've been watching, we've been slowly working through season one, and I think it's been interesting and well done. That's part of what I really like about it, is even if I'm not super interested in the plot, watching well-produced, well-acted, well-written television always makes me happy. So it's got a pretty high production level kind of all around, which I enjoy very much. So I've been sort of enjoying For All Mankind. And then the other one, which is the one I kind of want to talk about a little bit, is on Netflix, and it's called Halston. And Ewan McGregor plays Halston. That guy from the 70s with the ultra suede and all that. Yeah, Halston, that guy. Ewan McGregor plays him, and I am the kind of person who would watch the Netflix series Ewan McGregor Reads the Phone Book. So this has been fantastic. It's been super fun to watch. And like learning a lot of stuff about other things that sort of happened at the time, because I either wasn't alive during that part or I just don't remember it very well, depending on where in the series we're talking about. And it's so far, it's really fun. I'm like 3 episodes in. I think there's 5 or 6 total. It was done by Ryan Murphy. And so far, like, the best thing about it is looking at like late 60s, early 70s glitz and glamour, and what like high fashion looked like in that particular era, and how this dude is making it happen. And it's been pretty interesting so far, because I didn't know a lot about him to begin with. So it's a fun ride.
Related to For All Mankind, if that's not your fancy, I have a recommendation for an alternative that I think is much, much better. And that's a Disney Plus original called The Right Stuff.
Okay.
It's just more technical, more authentic, and more interesting to me than For All Mankind.
Okay.
The Right Stuff on Disney Plus.
For All Mankind is alt history, for people who don't know. It's the story of the space race with a hard left turn. So it's it may not be for everybody. But.
And The Right Stuff is a hard right turn.
right into the facts, I believe, right? Isn't The Right Stuff the one that's like factual? Right.
Patrick Adams is just brilliant as John Glenn. So,
okay.
If The Right Stuff doesn't appeal to you, check out The Right Stuff on Disney Plus.
All right. We'll check into that. If you have suggestions for us to check out as far as television, or if you want to very much agree or disagree with one of us about the stuff we're watching, you can get us, like I said, at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. And John, I'm so thrilled that you're back with us on a weekly basis. I appreciate very much having you here. So thank you so, so much for being here today.
Great. See you next week.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.